Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Listen to the podcast, you will.
Hey everyone, this is Miles.
Of the Naughty Yoda.
The Naughty Yoda, yes.
NaughtyYoda.com. You should get Naughty that.
I want that.
Alright.
Yes.
Naughty Yoda. I don't know if it's available or not, so.
Look at my cane.
Yeah.
No, oh, this.
It's like dirty old man Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be dirty Yoda or naughty Yoda? Which is funnier?
Naughty Yoda, I think. I don't know.
Or dirty old Yoda? Like dirty old bastard?
Yeah.
Doy, right. D-O-Y.
Oh, yeah.
D-O-Y, dirty old Yoda. The force is not strong with this one.
That's because of my ED.
Yeah, really. What are you, Bob Dole?
That was my Charles Napier.
Oh, it was your Charles Napier. Okay.
Charles Napier.
I didn't know. I couldn't tell difference there.
Yoda, you're going to look pretty funny eating corn on the cob with no teeth.
No teeth I have now. Look, you funny with lightsaber, but...
Ah! Would you like a Cleveland steamer?
Yes. Nice.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Hey, your mother.
Yeah.
Well, you beat me to that. I was going to say something like that to you.
Yeah, well, too late, man.
Yeah. Well, happy Mother's Day. Did you call your mom?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
It was pretty late in the day, but I did.
Yeah.
I didn't call her first thing. Did you call, like, early in the day or late in the day or what?
I called last night.
I want to be a day ahead.
Yeah.
She's getting up there. It doesn't really matter. Any day I call her, say, Happy Mother's Day. She believes me, so.
It is?
Oh. Hello. Oh. Hello, Timmy.
Hello.
My mom is not that old. No,
Timmy, is that you, Timmy?
No.
You told me to go to DOYcut.com.
Dirty old Yoda. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure somebody has that one already.
Yeah, I'm sure some sick bastard like you's already thought of this. So.
Probably. Is that where my Mother's Day card is, Timmy?
A DOI, Dirty Old Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I call my mom tonight, so.
Yeah.
I never know when she's going to be home. You know, she's a busy lady, so.
Why is she so busy?
I don't know. She's busy.
Hmm.
I don't know what she's doing. She just always seems busy, so, you know.
Probably going to In-N-Out Burger or something.
Yeah, there's no In-N-Out Burgers around here. In the Midwest.
Oh.
She did tell me she went to Culver's. You ever go to Culver's?
I did once upon a time, yeah.
Is there a Culver's near you?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
It's all right.
It's all right? And what would you consider good, monsieur?
Not Culver's, I guess. But...
Well, what would you consider good?
I don't know.
I don't know. A crap in a wrapper? Shit rolled in peanuts.
I didn't try that, but I.
Come on, what you gotta say? Something's good.
I don't know.
Casey's ginormous, beatnormous.
There you go, right there.
I think Casey's is good.
It is good.
The used Band-Aids make it special.
It gives it proper pumpitude.
That's right. Yeah, the Band-Aids really keep the crust together on the old meat enormous. Is that a pepperoni or possibly one of those round bandages? I can't tell the difference. Mmm, delish. I'll have a dozen of your donuts. Day-olds, of course, because they're cheaper.
That is true.
And a meat enormous. Well, I like Culver's. I think it's delicious.
Well, there you go.
So if you're in the area, Culver's is delicious.
So have a Culver's.
But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm going to talk about Redbox. You know what the Redbox is? No. No? You don't never heard of Redbox?
No.
It's usually at McDonald's, and they have a little movie kiosk. Have you seen these?
No.
Are you serious? You've never seen one of these?
No.
You can rent a movie, and it's like there's nobody there. It's in a big like vending-type machine at the McDonald's, and around here, at least, they were giving away free movies when you got a large drink, which I talked about last week with my horrible drink, you know. The only redeeming feature was the free movie. So you can put a code in and you get a free movie, right?
Right.
So, but the problem is, since they've been doing this, is it's like it's brought every retard out of the woodwork. And they don't know how to deal with this machine. It's kind of like an ATM machine. You know when you go to the ATM machine, you obviously have people in front of you that know how to use an ATM machine.
Right.
And people who do not.
Right.
And unfortunately, my last couple trips to the Redbox were people who do not. So I get up there. First of all, I'm waiting behind like a child and her mother who, you know, they might as well have been fingerless because it's all touchscreen based, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They couldn't seem to hit anything right, and they kept having to go back, and, you know.
Right.
It was just a horrible experience waiting there. But then I was behind another guy who was on the phone. Now, you would think when it was his turn, he would probably finish his phone call and get on with his business, right?
Right.
Not the case. He starts reading every title off to the person on the phone. Well, how about Muppet Movie Takes Manhattan? No? Okay. How about Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat? No?
Well, Harry Twatter.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have any dirty movies. It's not your kind of kiosk, you know what I'm saying? So he goes through, like, I don't know how many, until evidently the person on the other end of the phone finally just gets mad at him and gives up and hangs up on him or something because it took so long.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just waiting. I'm like, you know, this free thing has cost me more money and patience than it has, you know, for the free benefit of it.
Right.
So that was my first experience there. My free
movie.
I mean,
what
movie.
Is it? You buy food and you get a movie or something? Or what?
Basically, if you get a large drink, they give you there's a little sticker like, you know, the Monopoly things.
Yeah.
And it's got a code on it, and you go up to the movie thing, and then you can put in the code and get your movie for free.
But you're not, I mean, this is something for you to keep, though, right?
No. It's rental. And then you bring it back, and it's a whole...
What if you don't bring it back, though?
Well, you got to swipe a credit card.
Oh, okay.
So it's a $1 rental per night. It's called Redbox. It's all over the place down here. I don't know why you don't have one, but...
I don't usually go into McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, you just do the drive-thru, we know. I'll take 5 big breakfasts, please.
I had that this morning.
Oh, Christ.
I did, actually.
Oh, Miles, honey, how are you doing? You gotta come on in and try this Redbox.
Whatever, give me the gravy.
What? Give me the gravy.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't eat breakfast at McDonald's that often, so I
don't
know.
I don't see what the advantage is to go on to do this, so I don't see what...
Number one advantage was it was free.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it, because I'm a cheap bastard, and I got movies for free.
Yeah.
So I did it a couple times, and then the next time I go in...
Are these new movies, though?
They have the newest movies. I couldn't remember, like, what all the guy was talking about. But, yeah, new movies, latest movies.
It's not like Mary Poppins or something.
No. They have a lot of kids' movies. Oddly enough, it skews towards kids and horror movies, which evidently is really attracts the hillbilly crowd. I don't know.
Do we want Pumpkinhead 4 or...
Exactly.
Or Smurfs. Balto.
Yeah, or Balto, exactly.
Balto.
So, but yeah, it's really convenient though, especially if you have a McDonald's near you, because then you take it for, and if you keep it another night, they just charge you, they keep charging you dollars until you get to the amount of the DVD, so.
Yeah.
It's not such a bad deal, really. I like it better because, at least if there's nobody in line, you don't have to deal with the, you know, the constant, if you go to the, like, Blockbuster, they're always trying, hey, did you see, did you want some, hey, you know, I don't want any of that, so.
Oh, yeah, they're after me for stuff like that.
Yeah, they look at you, they're like, payday, payday.
Sugar daddy has arrived.
Well, you have to get some candy because you're fat.
No, so. they always want me to get the game pass.
Don't you want the game pass? And some candy, you fat bastard?
They must get some kind of bonus for selling this, because they are on me like crack dealers, man. Like, hey, come here. Come on. Come on.
come on. Come over here. I'll give you... let me give you the DL on the game pass.
Okay, the first month's free, and then you're hooked, and then...
Yeah. So the second time I go, it's like this lady who can't make up her mind. What happens is you go through... And you have the little, like, cover of the DVD, and you got, like, probably about 20 of those on the screen, and then you have a next button. Right. And it goes alphabetically. Or you can search them out, but anyway, you click. And this lady went through every motherfucking screen. I'm standing there with my little coupon. She's like, click.
Is there only, like, one kind of each one, though? Like, if you wanted to
No. This box, it's whatever can fit in the box. And, I mean, it's a huge box, so, I mean, they got a lot of copies, so.
Like, if you and all your friends all wanted to rent Narnia one night or something.
Yeah, now you got, my wife's, like, saying, oh, no, he's got to come see this thing.
I will.
He's got no clue as to what I'm talking about. So.
I will. No, I don't.
But it's a huge box. So, no, I mean, there's probably, it depends. Because the deal is, like, I got one in St. Louis, and then returned it here at home over in Illinois.
Right.
Because you can't. Any Redbox location, you just pop the thing back in there, and then they figure out how to retransfer them or whatever. But it only shows you on the screen the ones that are available. So if the person got the last, you know, Jackass 2 movie, then you can't get it because the little thing doesn't show up anymore.
It's like... Casper or Jackass 2.
Leprechaun 4 just got sold out. That fat bastard with the free ticket took it, I bet. Son of a bitch. Go get me a large soda so I can get me a free one. So then I finally get up there. I mean, my God, this lady took forever. Forever. And then the worst thing is when they take long like that when you're trying to return it. It's just as bad, but... Yeah, it's kind of a neat concept. It works out pretty good, so.
It seems like a hassle to me. I don't see the upside to this. I don't.
What do you mean that don't see the upside?
I don't.
If there's nobody there, then it's just zip, 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 and you're out of there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but now you've got all these retards in front of you, though.
Well, I know. Once I make the trip, because it's not real close to me, once I make the trip, then I'm there, you know what I mean?
I don't know. This doesn't seem...
Oh, Christ.
Doesn't seem...
I don't... Your automated box just confuses me, Bob. I don't understand what,
I just don't get it.
You're telling me you touch the screen with your fingers and it, gives you a movie? You're old school, yeah.
I don't go to McDonald's thinking, hey, I'm going
to... It's probably there at your McDonald's. You just don't even know it. You probably walk past it because you're so...
I don't... Go in.
Freaking focused in on the big breakfast. Hey, Sally, give me that big breakfast.
Focused in.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me an extra sausage.
Give me some more gravy and extra syrups, please.
No, I don't know.
Would you like any coffee? No, thanks. If you're willing to throw in an extra hash bread, I'll take that, baby.
I don't get it, man. I just don't.
Come here, whose mom was it? Gilbert Gottfried's mom was working there or something?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't get it.
Hey, Rosaria, can I have an extra hash brown? I'm a regular.
It's a robot that turns into a building.
I don't get it.
I know, it's all-
fail, I feel that way. I'm like, what's the big deal, man?
Anybody who's it's very, as long as there's not any idiots in front of you, it's a very, it's just like an ATM for movies.
You know, you can go to Sizzler and get an oil rub down. It's a new thing. No, it's good. If no one's in line, you get rubbed down by some greasy chick or something.
Yes, I'd like to have the unlimited sirloin, the potato bar, and the happy ending, all right? Thank you very much.
I want the Chili's, had a baked potato, and a Brazilian, if you know what I mean. It's a thing they throw. It's for free. No, it's for free.
It's
for free.
Free this month only.
Yeah, at Chili's.
At Chili's, yes.
I don't, you know, it's just like a weird combo. I don't know.
They just have it. I talk about it. These people are retarded. It like brought them out of the, with free thing, just brought them out of the woodwork. I've actually done it before for the kids. Like, if you want to get a kids movie, they get a lot of kids movies, so. That's right. I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to just sit back with his Girls Gone Wild VHS and rock himself to sleep.
I got my Earl changed at Culver's.
Got my Earl changed? Yeah. So what's up with you, Mr.
You
Old
know,
Fogey?
I don't know. You're just always the one that, you know, on top of these things.
Yeah, I hear you.
Take a hard on over this thing. You're like, man, get over it, you know?
All right.
I don't know. Hey, you know, you put kind of like this dirty commercial up on your Tumblr.
Oh, yeah, that was funny, wasn't it?
I went to what that is, but I'll just let people see that, not ruin it.
Yeah, if you go to the sidebar, it says something like Bob's Tumblr log or something like that. You can go look at it.
I think there's another one, though, you need to put up there.
Oh, well, send me the link. I forgot. You don't know how to do that. I can't cut and paste. I don't know how to cut and paste this digital crap.
No, now you go to Starbucks, they'll do it for you.
I can barely put my underwear on. It's so newfangled. With the hole, with the little slit, then you put your wiener through it and go pee-pee. Back in my day, you wrapped your underwear on like a diaper.
You're going to get me coughing, man. Oh, no. Oh, man.
What the hell with my penis hanging out my underwear? I can't. How am I supposed to function?
That's my commercial. That's my commercial.
How can I function in modern society without wearing my swaddling clothes?
Yeah.
I put on my robe and I swaddled up my underpants and then I head on out to work. Slap some sandals on my feet. I live off the land, Bob. That's what Miles does.
Oh, boy.
I picked the apple right off the tree.
Making me cough, man. Jeez.
Because I'm a man, Bob. That's right. Men don't put any kind of prissy, girly screens to get movies, for Christ's sake. It's goddamn woman's work. If I want to watch a movie, I make it myself.
Do you have Caligula? I wanted to watch Caligula.
I walk up to somebody and have them serve me. That's what I do.
Hey, bitch, you got 9.5 weeks? I want to watch that with my Happy Meal.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. I think we're going to get to whatever the hell you were going to say. It's,
I don't know.
It's about 20 minutes right now.
I know. Jeez. I don't know. God. May I go on, or you want me to not to go on?
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever.
It's quick. Probably not even funny at this point, so the whole show hasn't been funny, so I'll just keep going.
All right, anyway, keep going.
All right, so it's this little small round vacuum cleaner that, you know, you turn it on, it just goes around and such. That's what it is. The product is, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Woman, probably, like, not in the little attractive. She looks to be in her 30s.
Yeah.
I live with a bunch of animals, and you see a couple, like, full-size pigs run by. She goes, these are my children. Right?
Yeah.
Well, then she's like, and here's my husband, and it's a donkey.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah, they really make a dirty mess for mom here. And, you know, this thing, you see this thing vacuuming. But at the end, she's in bed with the donkey.
Uh-huh.
She's like, boy, that thing sure saved me a lot of time so I can spend more time with my best friend. And she's like patting this donkey. She's like giving him like bedroom eyes, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's something, there's like somewhere there's some guys really giggling somewhere.
This is like a real commercial?
Yes. I've seen it about three or four times. It's, I think it's called you're going to laugh, but I think it's called iRobot, I think is what it's called. But,
oh, for the vacuum cleaner thing, yeah.
Thing. And, but if there's not a, like a big hint of like bestiality and thing, I don't know.
It's not the Roomba, is it?
No.
Oh.
But I thought, boy, somewhere there's some ad guys laughing that this got through. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Like weird bestiality, you know. Like, I want to go to, like, you know, farmsex.com and see if it's on there or something, because...
That's what real men do, Bob.
I don't know, man. I have a feeling, you know.
They don't talk about it. They will look at it. So, I don't know. That's, I don't know.
I figured you weren't familiar with that because of your TiVo and your...
No, I've never seen that. I'll have to look it up.
You know, DVR.
If I look it up, I'll post it there for you on the Tumblr.
Do it.
I'll see what I got here. I got Donkey. I got Mom. And I got iRobot.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I'll find it with that.
Commercial.
There you go. Goodness. You're right, that wasn't very funny.
Right, wow. Oh, and your shit story about this stupid thing is. Oh, my God.
I don't get it. I don't get
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
It's Redbox? Oh, what the hell is Redbox? I don't...
I don't... No.
I don't get it. I wipe my butt with my hand. Toilet paper? What the hell is that?
I don't believe this. I don't believe
what the hell is toilet paper? Who wants to use that?
I had to listen to this story.
You can get your revenge next week.
I don't know. I don't know, man.